On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Today on the radio show, let's see, it's going to be a little bit different today. Les Smith is having a memorial service today, and so I think Jason and John are going to be off, and folks gathering at the Civil Rights Museum for Les Smith, the great Les Smith's memorial service. And
they'll be having a tribute show.
They're going to tribute show. Yep. Is that what it is? They're going to be having a tribute show. Thank you. And so they'll be doing that. That'll be kind of nice, actually, special.
Yep.
I'll be slipping away at some point as well, to get down there, but we're going to have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock and we will have Jeffrey's Betts, about what is that? Okay. Weekend of college football.
Gritty.
Right? Gritty weekend of college football. We've been blessed, wouldn't you say?
We've had a great season.
Tremendous season, and who knows what there may be. Last weekend was great, but there may be greatness in store for us this weekend.
Oftentimes, these are the weekends where the weekends you expect the least from. That's when you wind up going, "Wow, unbelievable!" The problem with this weekend, though, there's a lot of teams not really playing.
We do have some compelling games. Obviously, sure. Alabama Vanderbilt is really interesting. Florida State Miami is really interesting. Memphis has a home game here. Undefeated Memphis rolling along. So you can go down Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium and take that in. If you like misery, you got Clemson UNC, right? If you like, what's this going to look like? You got Arch against Florida, right? So there's.
Yes.
There's plenty of interesting stuff happening this weekend, and Jeffrey will we'll get into it during the course of the show, and Jeffrey will, of course, tell you where to put your wagers. He has more than doubled my money, ladies and gentlemen. He has more than doubled my money so far this year, so you'll want to listen to that. Again, it's Chris. The second hour is going to be jam-packed because it's going to be Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock and then Jeffrey's Betts after that. I'm sure that you yesterday stayed up and listened to the entirety of Life of a Showgirl.
So I have not. Aaliyah said that she listened to a couple of songs on her way into work. Mm-hmm. She said it's not like 1989 good, but she did think that they were a couple of bops, as I believe was her quote.
A couple of bops. So I was just perusing it a little bit. You know, I'm locked in to all things Taylor Swift. And I have to say, gets a little raunchy, Jeffrey. Let me get there's a song called Wood. Okay. Let's go some of the it's I don't have to. The idea here is I don't have to knock on wood because you and I make our own luck. That's obviously
sure.
Travis Kelce. Okay. So Daisy's Bare Naked, I Was Distraught. He loves me not. He loves me not. So there's like a daisy. She's picking the flower. You know, she's picking the petals off a daisy.
Okay.
Daisy's bare naked. It's the daisy. Daisy's not a human being. Daisy is an actual daisy. Mm-hmm. I'm here to interpret this for you, Jeffrey, in case you're not following along. Daisy's bare naked. I was distraught. He loves me not. He loves me not. Penny's unlucky. I took him back, and then he stepped on a crack, and the black cat laughed. Okay? So she's had some bad luck. Mm. She's had some bad luck. Then Travis Kelce comes along, right?
Yes, of course.
And baby, I'll admit I've been a little superstitious. Fingers crossed until you put your hand on mine.
Mm.
Seems to be that you and me, we make our own luck. A bad sign is all good. I ain't got a knock on wood. Okay? So you see what's happening here so far?
Our
luck has turned because of Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
All of that bitching, wishing on a fallen star, never did me any good. I ain't got a knock on wood. Okay, now it gets a little more. It's you and me forever, dancing in the dark. All over me, it's understood. I ain't got to knock on wood.
She's making a lot of metaphors to other songs, but okay.
It's getting a little bit dancing in the dark. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's getting a little bit. They're dancing in the dark, and he's all over her. It's understood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we go. Ready?
Nice.
Forgive me, it sounds cocky. A lot of
double entendres here.
A lot. He amatized me. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. And opened my eyes. You want double entendres. Redwood tree, it ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my thighs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no...
Not a lot of subtlety
right,
there.
Of course.
He's got a redwood tree.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, I don't need to catch the bouquet to know a hard rock is on the way.
Mm.
I think that's a diamond. I don't think that's a hard...
I think a lot of it is.
And baby, I've been a little... There's a lot of wood going on here, right? A lot of wood.
Wood might be a triple entendre.
I think in this context, wood is a triple entendre. Anyway, redwood tree, it ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my thighs. And there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Taylor
Swift. That doesn't even rhyme.
As performed by... I'm not in a position to criticize.
Mm-hmm.
That's as performed by Jeff Calkins. You can consume the rest of it on your own, but and that one leapt out of me. I'm like, whoa, we're getting a little spicy here. So there you go. Spice. Speaking of spicy, we had some very interesting sport games yesterday, both in baseball and in the NFL. Let's start with the NFL game, though, because I have a question for you, Jeffrey. Is it okay if you are a 330-pound defensive tackle in the NFL, okay, to when you see a running back coming towards you, to just pop him in the head.
Punch him.
To just like a downward vicious punch to the head that then dislodges the ball. Should there be a penalty when there is a punch to the head? Should there be a penalty on that play?
I believe when we're running between the tackles, it's basically like all's fair in love and war. I mean, I think
it is funny. Like
in between the tackles, I don't think there's like unnecessary roughness.
You
know,
can do anything.
Like it's literally
you can punch a guy in the head. You can't grab his face mask.
You can't drag. Yeah, you can't grab his face mask. But like basically, anything else goes.
You can punch him in the head. What if you kick him in the head?
I would think. Well, so then you would get into the kicking, tripping zone. So I do think that could get flagged. I mean, I don't know.
Alfred Collins, absolutely cold cock. Like, you're like, oh, Kyron Williams, how do you fumble that ball? You're going in to score, and then you watch the replay, and you realize he got punched in the head.
He is wearing a helmet. Like, I would think it's what I've never understood. When guys throw fists and the other guy's wearing a helmet, it's like, I think the idiot's the one throwing the fist.
It looked like it hurt. Because that is when he dropped the ball, when he got punched in the head.
Yeah, I'm with you, but like it's also, man, you're running between the tackles at the goal line. Like bad things happen.
You gotta hang on the ball.
You gotta hang on the ball.
You don't,
especially when it was first down.
You don't think the Rams got a raw deal there?
I really didn't.
I just like whoa, punched in the
freaking
head.
It was first and goal.
Full credit to the 49ers. I asked yesterday if the Rams were going to roll, and you said. And give you full credit here. You said No, because they don't roll.
They don't roll, and this might have been Kyle's big bro masterpiece. It was to the point where McVay's won two in a row. Everyone thinks that, hey, the McVay's big bro is no longer a problem. The Rams are just better than the Niners. And last night, all he did was just rope-a-dope him for maybe his signature moment, which is, I'm going to come in with my backup quarterback and half my roster, and I'm still going to beat you.
Here is who he did not have. He did not have Brock Purdy, his quarterback. He didn't have
more on that in a minute.
He did not have Brandon Ayuk. He did not have Juwan Jennings. He did not have Ricky Pearsall. He did not have George Kittle. He did not have Nick Bosa.
Their defensive line was getting hurt during the game.
And the defensive line kept losing guys during the game. Literally, if you wanted to list the top 12 49ers.
I think he did.
One, two,
except
three,
Trent Williams. The only one was Trent Williams.
Six. Six of them would be,
and I guess
are gone.
Warner was playing too. So two of the, we left out two that were playing.
It's just unbelievable.
And McCaffrey. McCaffrey also doesn't look
like himself.
Yeah, still, I mean, he's still good.
You would put him on the list of the best 49ers.
Correct.
Of the best 49ers, they still had him. But yeah, like, it's crazy what he did. And with Mac Jones, here's another one. Like, I don't, like, this, it, what is happening in the NFL with quarterbacks finding new life in new places? This did not used to happen. Like, it would occasionally happen. Rich Gannon, right? Rich Gannon would knock around and all of a sudden he'd become an MVP, right?
Like, the ones that came to mind when we were kind of talking about this over the summer.
You don't remember this because you're too
Jake DeLome.
Jim Plunkett.
Yeah.
Won a Super Bowl with the Raiders after he was a washed up. He was rookie of the year, I think, with the Pats, and then he was nothing.
Yeah.
And then he landed somewhere. Who'd you say?
Jake DeLome,
you're right.
He bounced around.
He had it.
We said Rich Gannon.
I mean, Kurt Warner, but not that way.
What do we do with Tommy Maddox?
Was he ever really good? No, he was. I'm not giving you Tommy Maddox. He didn't ever become really good.
I mean, he like
Steelers.
Yeah,
he was
like, he was.
Did he get him through the playoffs?
Yes. He was like a comeback player of the year, but not to like the.
I mean, this is two or three of them every year now.
Coaching matters. Like, that's what this weird thing of. I think in the same time we probably put way too much on the coaching, but it's like, you do see that.
Is it also true, though, that what happens is that people are more impatient, and so the burnout happens faster, right? So people,
we're definitely pulling the trigger too quickly.
You're playing them faster.
Yes.
You're pulling the trigger faster, and therefore we're making conclusions that they stink before they really, it's actually too early to know that they actually stink. And so, and yes, then coaching matters and circumstances matter. But coaching, I presume, has always mattered.
Yeah, but it feels like we are at this point in the NFL where there are these clear coaches that all basically work together that do better with quarterbacks than anyone else does. Like,
I mean, Mac Jones last night, 33.
Well, this was my whole thing. I wasn't doing this to be antagonistic. I'm just watching the game. Did Mac Jones look noticeably different to you than Brock Purdy?
No.
And one costs $53 million and the other costs
33
what?
33 of 47. What's interesting is 342 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Stafford was good, too. Really good. Puka Nacua is ridiculous.
I have a take.
What?
I think Puka Nacua is going to die on the football field with some honor. Like, I just, the way he plays, he's going to just die.
You don't mean actually die.
I mean, he might go out on a shield.
He's a beast.
Stud.
He has 52 catches week five. It's week five, people.
Yes.
100 catch season is like, whoa, he had 100 catch season. And here he is week five, and he's already at 52.
Now, I do think he's also banking some because for when he inevitably misses 4 weeks.
So I did hear you, and I understandably, in your afternoon show, talking about Al Michaels might be grumpy about this.
No, I thought he might be happy on this one because he didn't.
Well, first you said it's going to be special, meaning he was going to be sour. But then you realize, well, he gets to stay in L.A., so maybe his mood will be better. But in the end, it turned out to be a compelling game.
And you could tell Al was in a much better mood.
And Al was in
He did still misidentify multiple names. We are kind of at a late stage Al Michaels where he's now become, like, now that we don't have Vern anymore, he's kind of like the NFL Vern, where the character matters more than the actual broadcast, and it's still fun to me.
But you got to, it was an incredibly compelling game. And so we got our NFL week off to a good start. Obviously came down to that, you know,
we got to talk about something.
What's that?
We got to talk about something.
What do we need to talk about?
Coaches in overtime.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
There is no argument in my mind for playing defense first. This isn't college football, or this isn't even playoff overtime. If you want to say playoff overtime, because the clock doesn't matter, everyone gets to finish their second possession. In the NFL overtime,
yep.
If I take 10 minutes and I score, the game's over. They don't get the ball back. We saw this with the Packers where they had like a minute and a half or whatever, two and a half minutes.
You have to take the ball first.
Correct. And then on top of that, okay, let's say it plays out the way that it did where, all right, I play defense first, they get a field goal, I get the ball. Now, the next possession is sudden death. The ball first.
I think you're right. In terms of the last play, so they're down three, fourth and one at the two. You could have kicked the field goal to tie.
Yep.
And then we would have had a Dallas-Green Bay situation. Rare two ties within a week, within days, right?
I mean, the Niners would have gotten the ball back with, what was it, like 3 minutes or something? I think we're maybe under the two-minute warning.
You could have gone for the tie there. I think I don't know anyone who doesn't think the right thing to do is to go for it.
Everyone I think said it's fourth and one. It would be different if it was like fourth and three, seven, fourth and four. Yeah.
Right? Even that, whatever. But fourth and one, you go for it. And there's no dispute you go for it. The question is, do you do what they did, which is Kyren Williams up the middle? And Sean McVay, after the game, admitted it was a terrible call. And do you think it was a terrible call? Because I do. I a little bit think sometimes what you'll often hear people say after something like this fails, you will often hear, I think it was the right decision to go for it. I just didn't like the play they called. right? I've heard that a lot of circumstances.
I think the perfect example of that is when Kirby Smart last week went for it on 4th-and-1 against Alabama. I think that was 100% the right call. Giving it to your third down walk-on back was a dumb play.
Okay. What I'm asking, though, is we only ask that question when it fails.
Right.
Right?
It's a process. It's a definitely
so
an outcome.
Is it a little bit like, I don't disagree with firing the coach, but they did it the wrong way. Like, you know,
they didn't have a plan.
They didn't have when you fired Larry Finch, you did it the wrong way. When you fired Philip Fulmer, you did it the wrong way. Whatever. In other words, was it really that bad a play, or was it, does it look like a bad play because it didn't work?
Like, it looks like a bad play. So I'm watching it here on
McVay said it was a bad play.
But I think McVay's doing the,
I'm just going to follow on the sword. So you people,
he has job security.
Yeah.
So if you look at the play, they bring the tight end in motion and they have three guys to block two to get a yard, and they just missed. Two of the three guys missed the block, and the hole closes.
Yeah, I didn't.
To get a yard. We're not talking about.
I don't think it was necessarily. I didn't. Anytime, here's the truth. Anytime you run up the middle and it gets stuffed, it's so uninspiring.
Correct.
You know, like,
and it's just
how
deflating.
Did you do that? It's just deflating. It looks. Doesn't even look like you're trying.
Right.
When you run up the middle and don't get it. But I don't think it was necessarily a bad play. It, as you pointed out, if it was well executed, it would have been a perfectly fine play.
Yeah, and I credit the Niners for getting off their blocks. They get to make plays too.
Niners. I don't even know how I'd feel if I were a Niners fan about this, because like you're winning
4-1 without.
I know, but you're not. A lot of these guys are gone forever. Like Nick Bosa's not coming back. You know.
Yeah, but isn't he the only one that's really out for the year?
I guess that may be it. Is he the only one who's out for the year?
I think he's the only one out for the year.
But then it also raises a question. Should we have played Brock Purdy if we can get this from Mac Jones? Should we have?
Well, I mean, I've always thought this was interesting. You and I were talking about this last year. Would there ever be an NFL coach that would have the fortitude to be quarterback agnostic and sit there and go, yeah. And I mean, honestly, I guess to a certain degree, this is kind of what the Seahawks did.
Well, I was going to say, it is exactly what the Seahawks did. And it's to some extent not exactly what Minnesota did. I mean, Minnesota did move on, but that was because they invested a first-round pick in someone. It's not just because I can do this. It's not, that was not Minnesota saying, we can do this with anybody, just we're not going to pay you. That's not what this was. We have a first-round pick on the bench, so we believe in our first-round pick. Seattle very clearly said, yeah, no, we can do this with anybody.
Correct. Or we think there are similar players to Geno that we don't have to pay an additional $15 million to. They made that decision. And it's the classic thing with Purdy where it's like, I almost wonder to a certain degree, Purdy being good distracts you from the fact that Trey Lance is one of the worst draft decisions of all time, considering what you gave up. You go up and you get him. And so it's almost like, well, Brock's our guy. We pay him because then you don't remember Trey Lance that was in the same draft?
Yeah, same draft. We meant to get a starting quarterback out of that draft. We did.
Right.
I actually kind of buy that. I do kind of buy that logic. We did. It is funny, though. What does it say about Trey Lance? You could do this with any quarterback.
But
not Trey Lance.
It shows that he was really terrible.
God. Really terrible. Anyway, that was fun last night. And then, of course, we had baseball. Baseball continues to be
not going with Sam Houston State, New Mexico State. You didn't stay up to watch that one.
Sorry, Jeffrey. That was your department. Did you have money on that?
I did not. I got scared because winless Sam Houston State was a road favorite against New Mexico State. It made no sense to me that I was just like, I should take New Mexico State, which would have been the obvious right side, but I got scared.
Well, Yankees win. They bounce the Bo Sox 4-2. How would you like to be Cam Schlittler? And notice I said that flawlessly this time. Striking out 12. And he is literally the first. I found this hard to believe. How could he possibly be the first pitcher ever in the
named
playoffs
Schlittler?
To strike out 12 and allow no runs through 8 innings?
That I'm with you. That's
seems impossible. Well, it's the striking out 12, the part that makes it different.
Like, yeah.
We've had perfect games.
Right, I was going to say.
We've had perfect games. But
we've even had no hitters that lost.
But the part that separates
it has to be the 12 Ks.
It's 12 Ks. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I mean, the other thing that
he's 24 years old. He started the year in Double A.
Because I was like, man, both these guys look like kids, babies.
Right, exactly. Well, the other guy was even more recently.
But like, I didn't also think Early pitched bad either.
No, he pitched fine too.
It's like, what do you do in these moments? And it's just like, tip your cap to him. Like, that is what makes the greats is high leverage moments, pressure's on, you've got the ball, what did you do? And he just absolutely shoved it down their throat.
They got the Blue Jays next.
Go Jays.
Detroit wins. By the way, I was even literally reflecting on this last night, your hatred of the Yankees.
Yep.
Because I think most people's hatred of the Yankees has faded a little bit because they're not the Yankees anymore.
Yeah. It was the whole Aaron Judge, the made up home run chase and the way that they act. Michael Kay should get to call this game on Apple. Like, and what are you be depriving him? And then cutting into games that had four times the viewership because everyone cares about this. No, Yankee fans, you care about it. That's fine. You go watch it on your own time. Stop interfering with me.
All right, go Jays.
And then they pan that crowd, Detroit, and it's so easy to lather up.
Detroit recovers from their collapse and beats the Guardians 6-3. Flaherty was good. They had a big inning in the eighth, and
shout out to former Cardinals being better elsewhere.
And they move on to play the Mariners. Don't you feel good for the good people of Detroit? You don't have to live with the collapse.
You don't have to live with the collapse. It is also tough for me to have sympathy right now that we know that the Lions are okay.
Things are rolling in Michigan.
I'm just saying it's tough for me to sit there and go,
Lions, woe is you. Anyone who crossed off the Lions, and I think I was one of the few telling you that you can lose both coordinators and be fine.
Dan Campbell.
And
it was insulting to Dan Campbell.
That was my position all summer long. This was insulting to Dan Campbell. And I do think, if the Bills happen to get to the Super Bowl,
okay,
I don't want to have to play the Eagles.
I'm fine with that take because that they are
just the way they line the matchup.
The same team that gives you problems, the Ravens.
Yeah,
they do it with a better defense.
Yeah, and so I would rather play Detroit, and I do not rule out the possibility that Detroit will get to the Super Bowl.
It's funny you mentioned this. I was driving around town last night. I was like, if we actually did get the dream scenario, it is like Detroit versus Buffalo. I don't really know what I would actually root for.
It is an interesting question. I would obviously feel bad if my Bills were to lose that game, but would I be so happy for, like, would that be the one team that could beat the Bills that I won't hate them? And I think it would be. Weird is if this were the NBA, and someone would say the equivalent of Detroit and Buffalo were going to be in the. You would call that a nightmare NBA Finals, right?
Well,
a nightmare.
At least
NBA
the talking
finals.
Heads would.
Talking
head.
That you wouldn't. People would be calling
well,
it a
and
nightmare.
Honestly,
NBA
maybe the league would because they can sit there and go. Like Silver can have his public comments. Whatever. It was so obvious that Indiana and Oklahoma City did not interest them.
But this would be. I don't know it would be the dream because I think Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are always, like, for the NFL executives, the dream. But I do think...
Well, I mean, if they could pick it, it would be Mahomes versus the Cowboys every year.
Yeah, that's true. But this would not make them unhappy.
No, they would celebrate it.
Two downtrodden franchises, incredible fan bases that have been through, and one of them gets to win the Super Bowl. Anyway, all right, moving on. Cubs 3, Padres 1. And so now we're going to have Craig Counsell, who abandoned his Brewers to go manage the Cubs, and Brewers become the best team in baseball. It's going to be the Cubs and the Brewers. What'd you think?
So, in general, if you tell me I can only watch the NL Division Series or the AL Division Series, I think I'm going NL. And maybe that's because, in the end, like, my team is in the NL, and I feel like I have more familiarity. But it's like I find Cubs Brewers very fascinating, I think Phillies Dodgers
are epic,
awesome.
Is epic. I think that's right.
And I want to be clear: I'm rooting for the Mariners.
Dansby Swanson was unbelievable in this one defensively, and then there's the called strike in the ninth that was controversial and maybe wrong, but whatever. The Cubs.
You scored four runs and tried to win a series.
That's a fair point.
Like, I'll say this: my San Diego friends weren't griping and complaining.
They were not. The other thing is the Cubs Brewers is fun, sort of fun. Is they're like an hour away from each other.
Yes, 90 minutes. Yeah,
90 minutes. So
bus rides.
That's entertaining as well. And then you got the Dodger Phillies, which would be epic. Okay, if you were a TV executive and you could go ahead and you could determine who is going to win. What matchup do you want in the next, in the NLCS and the ALCS? What are the matchups you want? You want Dodgers Cubs,
and then Yankees whoever. They just want the Yankees.
But you want the big dumper in there, don't you? I
actually think the argument would be baseball would want that.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think the TV executives don't care. It's just give me the Yankees.
That's fine. But if you get to pick the other one too, you would pick Seattle.
Yes, we could at least name a player for the Mariners.
That would be pretty damn epic.
Yes.
If you could get.
Also, Josh Naylor's wearing Ja Morant baseball cleats.
Well, that's exciting.
For the Mariners, so shout out.
That's exciting as well. So baseball has been really entertaining and is, as we have said, is having a moment. All right, we're going to take a break. Oh, have you talked about Bad Bunny? I got an email from a guy saying that you were defending Bad Bunny despite his profane lyrics.
So,
He asked me for your email because
we have not referenced his lyrics, his language, or anything. All we talked about on Monday, Kevin has been very fascinated. Cerrito has been very fascinated by the Super Bowl halftime show. I think partly because he was really hoping for the Taylor Swift halftime show. Mm. But he has been all over. He has been like, I've even gotten him looking at like future markets. Like he's been following the odds. Like he has been locked in on this story. And so on Sunday night, it was announced. So we talked about Bad Bunny.
But you weren't.
The only thing I said was, I know him more from professional wrestling than I do his music. And the other thing was, like, I know that he is a megastar. I don't understand.
I mean, there has been, and I know you didn't weigh on this, there's been in this controversy because he's not touring in the U.S. because a lot of his fans are Latino and Latinx or whatever you want to say. And so he's like, I'm not going to have my concerts because ICE is going to be there, and it represents peril for people. And so then some called him a hypocrite for, then why are you performing at the Super Bowl? And now we've heard that ICE is going to be at the Super Bowl, but that there's an obvious reason for that. You know what it costs to get in the Super Bowl? Like, the fans who come to your average Bad Bunny concert are different than the fans who will be at the Super Bowl.
Correct. So I don't think there's corporate money at a Bad Bunny concert.
The idea of ICE scooping up vast amounts of numbers of people at the Super Bowl, because that's not going to happen, because the people are going to be there, all going to work for Kraft or Budweiser or whatever.
Well, like, they're going to be executives. It's going to be all tech bro.
It's going to be tech bros. So they're not going to be scooped up. All right, we got to take a break. We have a busy show today. Chris Harrington, straight up at 10 o'clock as the Grizzlies finish their camp, wind up their camp in Nashville. And then Jeffrey will make you rich in the second hour as well. It is the Jeff Dawkins Show on a Friday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. So, Jeffrey, I wanted to, I know we're going to get to Jeffrey's bets later on in the show. And by the way, just to make me feel good again, just to remind me, what am I up to?
Jeff, you're back up. You've doubled your money again. So we had a 6-5 in one weekend last weekend. So we're back above the plus $1,000 ratio.
Just delightful. So yeah. Hang on, and we'll get Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock, and then we'll get to Jeffrey's bets in the second hour. But there were some games, I think, of particular interest that I wanted to discuss. And I'm just going to, this is college and pro, five games that jump out to me as compelling. One, at the Liberty Bowl, Memphis versus Tulsa. Now,
number one.
Isn't it interesting that we just assume victories now? Like, I know this is one, like, and same thing with last week, that do we in fact take for granted how good, at least relative to its conference, and how good the Memphis Tiger program has become, the winning streak, the home winning streak. I mean, it is.
Are you asking the question, Jeff? Is the fan base spoiled?
No, because that's a negative spin on it. Should we not stop and pause and appreciate the work that has been done since the great lamented Larry Porter era to elevate this football? It's kind of incredible. We just assume they're going to win Saturday. And I know Tulsa isn't good and whatever else, but still.
They're frisky. They're low-key frisky.
They are low-key frisky.
Like, they kept it interesting for a half with Tulane.
And they got Mike Gundy fired.
Yes, so that is true.
So, but I mean, isn't it? Should we not stop and appreciate this for a moment?
Well, I think there's a couple of things there. Number one, I do think you're right. Like, when your program can just expect to win, like, there's a tendency to not appreciate what went in. But I think what complicates it is, it's like who do you tip your cap to? Because if you want to go back to like the Larry Porter era, it's like, okay, well, I guess you could maybe say this all begins with Tom Bowen's recognition that the football program could be better and had to be better, and it starts there. Then you also give Justin Fuente credit for believing that you could actually win here, and then Mike Norvell for coming and taking it to another level up, and then Ryan, despite maybe a circuitous route here, it does feel like he's finally got the ship in the direction that it should be.
And then, of course, there are also external circumstances. Like,
100%.
Like, if you're asking, and mind you, I'm certain, and I apologize in advance, I'm jinxing Memphis this Saturday. They're going to lose because I'm talking like this, right? But if you look at the SEC, no one just shows up assuming they can win every week, right? And that's because the league is too tough, right? It's because the league is too tough. I don't know. Can Texas A&M assume they're going to win this week?
No, and I mean, to your point, it's like they're, you know, Memphis, I think, is about a 20 and a half point favorite. Right. A&M now, I think, is like a 16 and a half point favorite. It's not like the point spreads are that much different, yet Texas A&M playing Mississippi State feels like more of a losable game than Memphis playing Tulsa.
Yeah, so, and maybe that's incorrect. Again, I'm probably jinxing everything. But, so some of it is that the conference has not crumbled around them because it's still a, but let's be clear, it would be tougher if Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF were still in the conference.
No question.
If I was to single out one person who gets the most credit, if you only get to give credit, which is incorrect because all those people deserve credit, it is the truth of the matter is it is all of them, and it's okay to have it be all of them. But if I was to pick one person to give the most credit to, who do you think I would give the most credit to?
Fred, FedEx.
That's probably the answer. That's not who I was going to say. It was Fred. The reason, though, what I was going to say was Fuente
for proving that it could be done.
Yeah.
Like because he gave a proof of concept.
He's the one who lifted him out of the mud.
Yeah.
Someone had to lift him out of the mud, and then after that, no one can drop him back in the mud. But someone had to lift him out of the mud, and the person who lifted him out of the mud is Justin Fuente. And so if I had to identify one person to give credit to, it would be Justin Fuente. So anyway, so then there's the perpetual question, Jeffrey, with how many people are going to show up. And I hate to be, this is my general view again. I just think we as a city have to get out and do stuff. And because, let's be clear, because everyone needs your support. The University of Memphis needs your support. The Grizzlies need your support. And I think as I see this unfolding, the Hoops for St. Jude.
Sure.
Plenty of good seats available. And that's kind of embarrassing. It's John Calipari. It's kind of sad, honestly. John Calipari coming back to town, and it's for St. Jude. Every penny goes to St. Jude. And, you know, it's probably, I just think it's an across the board issue.
When Memphis needs sports.
When Memphis needs sports, it's time to get out there and support the sports, don't you think?
I think that's 100% true, Jeff. No one could have said that better.
Exactly right. When Memphis needs sports, it's time to get. Okay. Next game that I find compelling. Here, I'll jump around a little bit. And I'm now.
Number two.
Next game I find compelling is, weirdly enough, I go Dallas and the Jets.
Okay.
But I'm only doing it as a, I don't think it's a great NFL schedule this week. Do you?
No, I do not.
It's just not. And some of it's because of injuries and whatever else.
But I think that's, I need someone to show me some data. I'd seen a few things on Twitter that your brain tells you that this season feels like it's been more ravaged by injuries. And I think there are some numbers that actually prove it. It's not just anecdotally.
But I think there's two categories of games that are happening this week that are interesting. One is mediocre teams that can't lose. Like that you haven't had a great season, you're mediocre, you're on the fence, but you can't lose this, right? And so here's some of the ones I put in this category.
All right.
If you agree with them. The Cowboys.
Okay.
They can't lose to the Jets, man. Like whatever you think.
Did you see Justin Fields yesterday?
No, what Justin Fields?
Like, the question was something along the lines of, how do you keep a positive attitude when the season's like this? And he's like, you just got to remind yourself, man, like, you're getting paid a lot of money to play a kid's game. And, like, it was one of those things where I was telling George where it's like, I do appreciate the actual perspective.
No, what he
like,
meant is I get to play a kid's game.
And I do.
But the problem is the paid a lot of money
correct.
Part.
Well, and it's also week four. You know what I mean? Like, that's true. When you're keeping a lot of fresh perspective on week four, that's kind of tough.
Okay. So I just don't think, like, you can't – there are things, if you're a Dallas fan, you can grab onto and feel good about, including the fact that you weren't embarrassed and tied Green Bay. Like You won the tie. You can't lose to the Jets. Okay? Here's another one. Miami, you can't lose to the Panthers.
Oh, boy.
Season hasn't gone perfectly, but you can't lose to the Panthers. Arizona? We don't know what you are exactly yet, but we know you can't lose to the Titans.
Fact.
And
at home.
I'm going to put this in the same category, and maybe it shouldn't be, but Giants, you got a good thing going now. You got a new quarterback. Maybe there's a spark. Maybe the GM and the coach are saving something here. You can't lose to New Orleans.
Okay, I have a question, though. Can we say that you can't lose to them if you're not even favored? The Saints are favored.
That's why I struggled with this one.
Saints
have been weirdly pesky in some of their. They weren't against Seattle, but
I am trying. I think I'm going to set myself up for a double loss on Sunday. I think I'm going to bet on my team.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
putting your because money where I do your emotions think, are.
Well, so to your point, if you look at who the Saints have been frisky against, it's been teams that Rattler's been able to get outside the pocket and kind of freelance and make some throws and run around. I do not think you do that against the Giants' defensive line.
You get crushed.
Now, the Giants' secondary stinks. Secondary's bad. But our front seven is really good.
They don't really, besides Olave, they don't really have. They're not, they do, and Rattlers is not there. He did nothing in the air against the Bills. He just ran around.
Right. It was basically like all like broken plays.
But anyway, what do you think of those categories? I'm trying to find it, but I do think like that's, it's not do or die, but it is kind of for Miami against Carolina, for Dallas against the Jets, for the Giants against New Orleans. Maybe that one doesn't begin there. And for Arizona against Tennessee. Now, I could put Baltimore in there as well.
Well, I was actually going to say the other way. If you're the Texans, can you afford to lose to Cooper Rush?
Can you lose to that one? For Baltimore, you can't lose because you just can't take another loss. Like, you have to, at some point, you can't get yourself too far behind. But that does not fit the category of, you're a mediocre team. You can't lose to this bad team. You can't say that when your quarterback's Cooper Rush. Like, I don't think that one fits. I struggle to fit that one in there. Okay, I'll go to another.
What about the Lions? Lions, Bengals.
Yeah, but Lions are too good. Like, I don't.
Right, but like.
But I'm these are mediocre. This category to me is mediocre to sub-mediocre teams.
So this is a team pushing for the wild card.
That is in a, you think you still have some self-respect. Like, the Bills shouldn't lose to the Pats. The Lions shouldn't lose. That's different. This isn't just one-sided games. This is games that are, you're a totally mediocre, sub-mediocre, maybe wild card. You're trying to still figure.
You're trying to stay, quote, in the
you're
hunt
trying to
week
stay
14.
Relevant.
Yeah.
And you play a stink, and you play someone who you have to beat. That's this category of game. Hit the number three, because I have another category game.
Number three.
I'll give you Chargers, Washington.
Okay.
And this category of games is two pretty good teams playing each other, or some team in here that's saltier than we thought, or that might be salty, or that might really be doing something, and this is going to show who they are. This is a show who you are game, okay? And I have a few in this category. Jags, Chargers.
Jags, Chiefs.
Jags, Chiefs. You're putting together a nice little season here, Jags. Who are you? You got the Chiefs. Chargers, Commanders. Chargers, you say you're better, even though you stumbled. You say you're better. Even some had you as a possible Super Bowl contender. You're playing the Commanders. Who are you really? Denver. Denver was everyone's hot pick in the AFC coming in here. Except for you. You're playing
Philadelphia. I could read a schedule.
You're playing Philadelphia. Who are you? And I'll even put Seattle in there, too. Seattle. Well, it looked like you rebuilt around. It looks right now like you made the right choice to trade quarterbacks, right? It wasn't effectively trade quarterbacks. Looks like you did the right thing here.
Yeah.
Now you got Tampa Bay. Who are you? You could even put the Pats and the Bills here. Like, Pats, all of a sudden, Drake May, you're 2-2, like, whatever. But this is the second category of games that I'm trying to find interest here, is I think for the Jags, for the Chargers, for Denver, for Seattle, for the Pats, you're playing up, really. And if you are who you say you are, go win those games.
So I don't really think you have to sell me on Bucs, Seahawks. I just think when Darnold and Baker play, it's always just going to be interesting. The only problem that I have with this category is I feel like these teams that we are asking the question of who are you, a lot of them have really significant injuries. And so I don't really know how, like is no one loves to nitpick Herbert like I do. I can also acknowledge when Joe Alt got hurt, when you're already down one tackle before the season, like, I can acknowledge that does have an impact on your football team. With the Buccaneers, like, we're talking about, for sure, Evans is out. I think Bucky Irving's going to be out. You are probably going to be down at least two offensive linemen. Like, there's some external factors that I do consider that I'm not going to just sit
that's
there
fine.
And like
and you're
write
cross them
off.
If right? Not. Yeah, that's fair. All right, hit the next number. What are you up to? Four.
Number four.
Let's go to Alabama Vanderbilt.
Okay.
And
we had to wait till 4?
No. This was not by ranked order. We're just jumping around here. This is a fantastic game.
Which is unbelievable to say because it's true.
Which is unbelievable to say. And I somehow missed it. But Pavia earlier this week said, if we play our game, it won't be close.
Mm-hmm.
He said that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that. You got undefeated.
He added a condition. They have to play their game.
If we play our game. Yeah. That is true. It won't be close, though. We found out
his new mentorship program. He's getting mentored by Johnny Manziel.
Oh, God. So.
Which it does sound like Johnny just put the tape in and just go, don't be me.
I have to think, and again, we'll get to your bets. I have to think this will be this. This is a game that I have to think is going to be an incredible letdown for those of us who have looked forward to it. I just assume that Alabama is so unbelievably enraged / mortified by what happened last year that they're going to roll.
So there's a couple things. Number one, I definitely think it's not like Vanderbilt's going to surprise them this year. I think that's more than fair to say. Also, DeBoer at home has been very good. He's never lost at home. Also, I think he's like 9-2 against the spread. So it's been more than just, okay, they haven't lost at home. They're Alabama. I just also think Vanderbilt's a really good team. Now, does that mean that like the game can't get sideways? Sure, but like no one's really stopped the offense yet. And I get it.
They have scored 30-plus points in every single game, and we've seen that Alabama...
South Carolina's defense doesn't suck.
Right.
And they put 31 up on them. So I think they're going to score.
If Vandy does this, right, is it the humiliation that it was last year, and what does that mean for DeBoer if they lose this one?
I mean, it would kind of go to the script of DeBoer, which is...
Win the big ones. This should be a big one now. But yes, win the massive ones. I can... But lose the...
But on top of that, it's like...
This is not an unranked.
He would
thing,
also
though.
Have a massive win and then turn right back around the next week and then have a, what are you doing?
Is this the game that you are most looking... Hey, I'll throw one more. We're up to 5. Let me get a 5. Let's go to 5 here.
Number 5.
Florida State, Miami.
So it's unquestionably these two. I think I'm going to lean Florida State, Miami because I think it has more implications, bigger picture. If Miami wins the game, you're now in this situation where perhaps the ACC is only a one-bid league. Because I really think with Florida State taking that second loss.
It's just Miami.
I guess you should still leave room for Georgia Tech.
How about what's happening with, you got a Virginia Louisville game that's going to undefeated.
You can leave some room, but it's like both those teams feel like they play with enough fire that I don't know if I can trust them to like go unscathed.
And what does it mean for Norvell if he loses this? Has he steadied himself enough? I mean, he's not going to get
the buyout is,
and there is, and the truth of the matter is, really, all you need to show is that last year was an aberration, right? And you don't actually have to make the playoff to show that. You just have to regain momentum as a program.
I think it depends what happens after it, because now you would be in this position where, okay, if you take another loss, it's not quote unquote the season's for sure done. But it leaves it in a very unlikely to make the playoff spot.
Yes, it does.
And so what does his team do after that? Because last year when we saw when it was basically over early for the team, they absolutely quit on him and it was a disaster. Can he avoid that? Because that would show, okay, he was able to get into a precarious spot and at least get him out of it.
I was thinking about, Norvell, and then all these coaching issues, you know, what's going to happen in Florida, what's going to happen in Arkansas, all these coaching situations, right? And it occurred to me, would you rather have, who do you think is wildly overrated, not particularly good college football coach?
Hugh Freeze.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, would you rather have Nick Saban and $15 million roster, or Hugh Freeze and a $30 million roster?
Hugh Freeze and a $30 million roster. There's such a difference.
Isn't it?
There's such a difference.
Like, what matters now is money.
Yes.
Like, even as you're looking around for what you're going to do at Arkansas, like, every writer that I know has come out and said, don't do it, Arkansas. Don't do it. Don't hire Bobby Petrino. The guy went 2-10 at Louisville and got fired. Like, he's not, you remember this glorious fleeting time, like it's Camelot at Arkansas, but he wasn't good in his last second chance. So don't, unless he had Lamar. So
correct.
Don't
But after Lamar, to your point, there's no culture. There's no,
it just fell off a cliff.
Yes, it's
just
a disaster.
Don't do it. But the truth of the matter is, if you had Bobby Petrino and a payroll that could compete in the SEC, might do fine.
Okay,
might do fine.
May I add one caveat in that?
Of course, these are not, by the way, unrelated.
Yeah.
If you have Nick Saban, you tend to he'll only come if there's a big payroll,
right.
And B,
but
he can
inspire
a big payroll.
Yeah, I was answering the question you asked, which was
Saban
with a $15 million. Yeah. Yeah. So we can throw out the whole, well, if you had Saban, you wouldn't have that. It's like, but that wasn't the question you asked.
That wasn't the question.
The other caveat I would add to this is I want someone that is truly a GM and the coach has to listen to him. Like, if you look at the programs that are really doing this well, the upstart, like the, oh, how is Ole Miss doing this? How is, like, take for instance, let's go with Cal, a team that everybody coming into the year is like, this is a disaster.
Right.
Look at all the stories, like, Wilcox is dead and gone. While I don't think that Ron Rivera is the greatest personnel guy, they have a system in place. They have the GM. They've got money that's funneling in a little bit better than expected. And then the coach has to work with him. Same thing with Oklahoma this year. They bring in a GM. They brought in...
Isn't Kiffin essentially the GM, though, at Ole
No,
Mess,
Kiffin... So Kiffin had a guy that LSU just took, and then he's got another guy now. He has a GM that he... And he Kiffin was ahead of this. He basically had, like, a personnel department, like a NFL scouting department one. Yeah.
There's a lot. It's tougher than NFL scouting.
Yes.
Because you've got literally every high school you have to scout and every college you have to scout, both the ones that are bigger and more powerful than you and have guys who may not be unhappy and not playing, and the guys who are littler than you and poorer than you.
And you don't have a draft.
Have standouts, and there's no draft. All it is free agency. All right, we got to take a break. Oh, before we do that, it's Friday. That means it's the weekend, and that means it's time to get to Ragin' Cajun. Of course, it's the new Cajun restaurant in Bartlett, and I cannot recommend it more highly. I was thrilled to see that the readers of the Memphis Flyer, also, they have it on the list of best new restaurants, best Cajun restaurants. It's fabulous. It's a neighborhood-feeling place. Mason Jambon, who is the fellow who started it, he was intimately involved with Bonnie on Broad. He's from Louisiana, and he's like, I want a place that reminds me of the neighborhood places in Louisiana. And so he created Ragin' Cajun. And I can tell you, there's great outside seating, a great vibe, great parking, and the food is exactly what you would expect. I love a po' boy, just love a po' boy. I'm a total sucker for a po' boy, and they're fabulous. I got the oyster po' boy. We also got the, I remember it's the Who Dat Catfish. That's it, the Who Dat Catfish. It's fried catfish filet, topped with crawfish etouffee, absolutely sensational. And the white chocolate bread pudding is the best I've ever had, truly the best I've ever had. It is Ragin' Cajun, 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett. Took Claire and I 7 minutes to get there from East Memphis, 2740 Bartlett Road.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.